Welcome to the world of Tales from Davidstown. Episode 9, In Deep. Originally released on Patreon on December 10th, 2023.
Previously on Tales from Davidstown.
Okay, Emily, I'm really worried about you right now. First that attack, and now this?
This isn't my room. Why does my arm feel so heavy? Bandages. But I don't remember any injury.
No sign of Emily. I have no idea where she is.
You don't understand! You shouldn't be here!
Right. This place. Shh. Damn it. I hope this doesn't get infected. Hello? Hello? Let me out! Let me out of here! Hello? How did it come to this? That night with Jess? Being here in this prison? And now something offering me freedom? Escape? Who's there? How many times can I lose everything? How can I begin to trust even a seemingly benevolent action? How can I trust this? What choice do I have? A dark stone corridor. Straight. Old. Blocks covered in moss. Right out of some shitty 80s horror movie. And at the end, a faint light gently illuminating a wooden staircase. Leading up. Hello? Okay, come on, Emily. Just move forward. Hello? Hello? Who's there? All right, up we go. The lights of the huge room, blinding at first, fade as my eyes start to adjust. The woman's singing. Almost calling to me. I find myself in a place very different to my cell. Modern, high ceilings, huge glass windows revealing nothing but the darkness outside. The walls dressed in portraits and little bookshelves, like something out of an Instagram reel. A countryside manor, a barn conversion. It's beautiful. And then I can see her, facing her back, a young, slender woman with long, fine white hair. Her body draped in a dark, thin robe, faintly covering the outline of her body. Who?
Ah, finally. She's awake.
She turns to face me. Her eyes, deep and blue, look over me and I feel like they're piercing me, reaching into my soul. Where am I?
Interesting. Let me get a proper look at you.
Wait, what's...
Ah, yes. Of course.
Who are you?
So many questions. Be still.
Listen, I... She circles me, studying me. All the while, the air thick with the smell of incense. It's not only her eyes that I can feel, but almost the huge paintings watching me like I'm being judged. All these portraits, ornaments, books. Are you rich or something?
Wealth is the ability to fully experience life.
Is that a quote?
Something someone once told me a long time ago.
Please tell me. What is going on? Where am I?
Where you are is wholly irrelevant at this point. Who I am, however, you may know. My name is Seraphina.
Where?
My dear, you must surely realise you are in my home. And that small piece of information will have to suffice.
How did I get here?
Very simple. A friend brought you here.
Jess?
Oh, no.
I want to leave this place.
I'm afraid I can't allow that at the moment.
Why?
Because I need to work out.
Work out?
What I'm going to do with you. Come, join me. You're my guest.
I don't feel like a guest.
Sit. Good girl.
The Priory. The venue where Emily was attacked. It's a long shot, but there's something here that can help me. The security camera footage from that night. Here goes nothing.
Oi, back of the line.
Don't I know you?
I don't care if you do. Back of the line.
Oh, wait. Yeah, now I remember. You were there that night that girl was attacked. Or rather, you weren't there to help her.
Oh my God, you let a girl get attacked?
No, I wasn't outside when it happened.
That's right. You abandoned your post.
Everyone needs to take a piss. Even stuck-up little shites like you.
Do you talk to all your customers like this?
You're not going to be a customer. You can fuck off, you're not coming in.
I think you'll find I'm on the VIP list.
I don't care. You need to leave. Now.
Wait. Oh my God, I know you! You're Jess Wilder.
That's right.
Holy shit! I love you! Your last video about the rainforest had me in tears. Carrie! Look! It's fucking Jess Wilder! Can I get a selfie?
Oi, stand back from the rope.
Please, Jess, just one. My mum will flip.
Are you fucking deaf? I said step back.
Listen, pal. Let me in and this lovely little rabble will all calm down.
Look, here's my phone. Just one, Jess, please.
I told you to stay.
Oi! Don't touch me, you prick. Carrie, this twat just grabbed me.
Whoa, no one touched anyone.
Here. Let me take that picture.
Oh my God, yes.
Smile.
Yes! Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for your support. Now, are you letting me in, or do I need to create you more problems out here?
Fine. Piss off. But if I find out you're causing shite in there, I'll throw you out myself.
Scout's honour.
See you inside, ladies.
Can't wait to see my mum's face when I show her this pic.
All right, love. You want to join me for some?
Just here to have a drink.
Oh, let me get you something. The bar's only over there.
I can manage myself, thanks.
Right, yeah, well, I'll be here all night.
Sorry.
Hey, no, totally my fault. Just me rushing around as always.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Sorry, look, I'm heading out.
Oh, so early? You're not liking the place?
I work here, sometimes. Look, it's been a long day.
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't let me keep you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. What's your hurry?
Oh, so you came from upstairs. And I bet that's where the office is. Thanks for the help. So this is where all the action happens, is it? All I need is... CCTV computers. Jesus, this coverage is insane. You can see every nook and cranny of the place. Which means... there you are. The front door. So if I can see it now, then there has to be footage from the night of the attack. Here we are. Archive. So, let's see. June 4th. Shit. It's here. Well, I can see that dick of a doorman. But where's...
Forward.
There you are.
You're right there, miss.
Yeah. I just needed some air.
I can get someone for you if you need help.
No, it's fine, really. It was just a bit overwhelming in there, you know? All the people and...
Whatever. I'm taking a break.
Wait, hang on. There's some guests still on the way.
Well, then I'm sure you can greet them. Photographers like getting all in people's faces, don't they?
I'm not a paparazzi. Prick.
You said it, Em. No. It's further on than this.
Forward.
No. No. No! Shit! Why did you wander away from the door? Now I can't see you.
Stay away!
Em?
Get back!
What the hell? Holy shit! Emily! Jesus. Jesus Christ!
Can I help you?
Oh my God! You scared the shit out of me!
That'll happen when you work in the dark. Looking for something?
I'm Jess. Jess Wilder. I had my book launch here a couple of months ago.
I know who you are, but why are you in my office?
Oh, in here? Just looking for footage of the event. There's cameras everywhere and I need some clips for my speech. The videographer I hired was so useless and I...
This is private property. And off-limits to our guests.
Oh, really? I didn't see a sign.
Other than the one on the door, you mean? Maybe I can help you find what you need.
Ah, silly me. I guess I couldn't see it in the dark and all. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name.
I'm the manager. and I'm going to ask you to leave the premises before I call the police.
Now. No need to be like that. I just need...
I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist.
I warned you not to piss me off.
Problem?
She was causing a commotion in the line out front.
And naturally you let her into the club. So, breaking and entering, and disturbing the peace.
You and I have very different ideas about what peace is.
You heard her. Out. Now.
All right. Hey!
No. I'm sure Miss Wilder can find her own way out.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
Move.
Hope you enjoyed the show.
Don't let me catch you in here again.
Night, sweetie. Paul, it's me. We need to talk.
How long is this going to take? Look, whoever you are, I can't be here. I need to get home.
Worried about someone?
Perhaps,
just maybe, your friend. Jess, was it?
What do you know about her? Where is she?
Oh, you poor thing. You really don't remember, do you?
What? What happened to her?
Such a beautiful thing, the Sturgeon Moon. Wouldn't you say?
What are you talking about? Where is she? Where's Jess?
You really did try, though, didn't you?
Try?
All those miles away to protect your friend. And then she was there all the same. Such a pity.
She followed me and... Where? You?
No. About your dilemma. Oh, dear child. I can just about smell it on you.
What?
You try running from your problems, and eventually your problems will run after you.
Wait. You're saying... Did I... hurt her?
And what did you expect? Something peaceful? A lovely moonlit night by the campfire? Oh, my dear. There was so much blood.
No. I didn't. I couldn't have.
Such a sad ending to a life. Though, in the end, it's only in your nature, I suppose.
No!
There. It'll all be over soon enough. One way or the other.
No! Jess, what have I done? I told her to stay away. I begged her. Oh, God!
Did I or did I not tell you I was busy? That's not my concern. Oh, I beg to differ. What do you mean tonight? Now? It can wait. No, it's under control. I said it's under control. Don't patronize me. I remember perfectly well. Fine. I'll come as soon as I can. I'm afraid our little session has been cut short.
What are you doing? I don't understand. What do you want from me?
Oh, you'll find out soon enough.
Please. Please. Let me go.
You're staying right here.
What? What is this? I can't move.
Welcome to your new life, Emily Hargreaves.
Let me go!
But for now, back to your kennel.
No!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tales from Davidstown. We hope you enjoyed your visit. Before you leave, we've got some extras you might want to get your teeth into. Did you know that we have a Patreon page? Sign up for free today to listen to our behind-the-scenes podcast. Join us as a resident to support the creation of our show, gain exclusive perks such as our graphic novel, never-before-seen behind-the-scenes content, and get super early access to new episodes and more. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for more updates on all things Tales from Davidstown, as well as our website, talesfromdavidstown.com. Until next time, residents.